A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 58, verses 1 through 9. Thus says the Lord God, cry out full-throated and unsparingly. Lift up your voice like a trumpet blast. Tell my people their wickedness, and the house of Jacob their sins. They seek me day after day and desire to know my ways, like a nation that has done what is just and not abandoned the law of their God. They ask me to declare what is due them, pleased to gain access to God. Why do we fast and you do not see it? Humble ourselves and you take no note of it. Lo, on your fast day you carry out your own pursuits and drive all your laborers. Yes, your fast ends in quarreling and fighting, striking with wicked claw. Would that today you might fast so as to make your voice heard on high. Is this the manner of fasting I wish, of keeping a day of penance? That a man bow his head like a reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? This, rather, is the fasting that I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and God will say, here I am. The Word of the Lord. We approach these days of Lent with the very serious gift and responsibility of self-reflection. Isaiah is our companion today in that journey. I have a very good friend in my life who helps me realize the importance of prophets like Isaiah. Prophets serve a number of roles, but basically they are the folks who tell it like it is, and they keep us honest. They don't mince words, and they don't let us off the hook. As I approached Ash Wednesday this year, I was literally overwhelmed with Isaiah's truth-telling. There was a bit of healthy fear and trepidation as I anticipated being signed with ashes and being reminded this is no simple ritual about dust returning to dust. No, Lent is about waking up to God's will and taking responsibility for creating the kingdom that God intends. The prophet Isaiah is very clear. Religious ritual and pious religious thoughts and practices mean absolutely nothing apart from relationship. Relationship with the poor, the homeless, the hungry, the oppressed, the outsider, the lonely. As I reflected on Isaiah's proclamation, literally speaking God's mind to God's people, I was tempted at first to focus on my own country, the United States, as we are in the process of selecting our presidential candidates in the heat of political debate and the raising of multiple issues having to do with how we care for one another, how we stand in the world. It was, for me, a rather easy critique, probably too easy. As a nation, it seems, we have a sufficient number of sins to account for. But then I remembered my prophet friend, the person I go to when I really want to hear the truth. Not about the world or someone else, but about myself. I cherish this relationship because I know that I can want to or tend to see things not as they are, but as I want them to be, or as I might perceive them to be, and that includes how I perceive myself. And I am often reminded that I can easily fool myself. The prophet Isaiah today spoke to the little ruler, emperor, ego dictator that lives inside of me. Bringing to reality the meaning of rend your heart, not your garments. That little ego, judging, dictating, controlling, that was who Isaiah spoke to today. As strident as Isaiah can be, he is our friend as we journey through these next 40 days. Poignantly, Isaiah's message is about asking a very basic question. Where's the gap between what I say I believe and how I live? Where's the gap between the kind of person I want to be and what I actually do day by day? Lent is a time to fill in the gap. When we set our mind and our heart to this task, to this truth-seeking, we are promised and given two profound graces. The first is the awareness that love is all there is and all that matters. And the second is the courage to risk the journey and to become the love that is divine. We walk these days with Isaiah. We walk together through the deserts and through the valleys. And together we come to the promised land.